At the Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague today, former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic cross-examined Wesley Clark. It was the second day of testimony by Clark, who is now seeking the Democratic presidential nomination. Clark provided the court with information on his dealings with Milosevic when he was a top U.S. Army general and NATO military commander. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
The last time the two men crossed swords was in 1999. Wesley Clark was NATO's supreme commander. Slobodan Milosevic was the president of a Yugoslavia being bombed by NATO to stop the repression of ethnic Albanians in Kosovo. That bombing campaign helped lead to Milosevic's downfall and to his extradition to this court, where he faces charges of crimes against humanity, genocide, and war crimes. Today's proceedings were held behind closed doors after the American government expressed concerns about national security. After his cross-examination by Milosevic, Wesley Clark said he found the former leader to be both petulant and stubborn.
You might say it was a typical Milosevic performance in which it was grandiose in effort, misplaced, in some ways overly personal.
Since his trial began 2 years ago, Milosevic has portrayed himself as a Serbian martyr and as the victim of a court he recognizes only insofar as he acts as his own defense lawyer. Clark said he, personally, felt good about his testimony in court.
For me, it was a very, very satisfying experience because I've watched the ravages of his leadership in Europe for years. I've seen the results in the shattered cities of former Yugoslavia.
Clark's testimony concerned the time before the NATO bombing. The prosecutor was especially interested in what Clark knew about Milosevic's possible role in the Srebrenica massacre in 1995, when some 7,000 Muslim men were killed by the Bosnian Serb army. Video of courtroom proceedings will be made public later this week, after review by the State Department. Clark is the highest-ranking Western military commander to testify in the trial, and the only Democratic hopeful. But he insisted there was no political motivation in his testimony, offered years before entering politics. However, analysts say Milosevic hopes to make political hay when the Clark testimony hits Serbian airwaves. Serbian reporter Liljana Smilovic explains that Milosevic is running for a seat in this month's legislative elections in Serbia.
He is almost certain to be elected, but these last few days will have a lot of impact on how people vote, and I suspect that Mr. Clark will have helped Mr. Milosevic win votes in the Serbian election.
The former Yugoslav president will have to wait longer to find out his fate in this trial, which could last 2 more years. Nick Spicer, NPR News, The Hague.